Swamp Angel by Ann Isaacs. Illustrated by Paul O. Zielinski. On August 1st, 1815, when Angelica Longrider took her first gulp of air on this earth, there was nothing about the baby to suggest that she would become the greatest woodswoman in Tennessee. The newborn was scarcely taller than her mother and couldn't climb a tree without help. Although her father gave her a shiny new axe to play with in the cradle, like any good Tennessee father would, she was a full 2 years old before she built her first log cabin. But by the time she was full grown, she was second to none in buckskin bravery, performing eye-popping wonders in the bogs and backwoods of Tennessee. When she was 12, a wagon train got mired in Dejection Swamp. The settlers had abandoned their covered wagons and nearly all hope besides. Suddenly, a young woman in a homespun dress tramped toward them out of the mists. She lifted those wagons like they were twigs in a puddle and set them on high ground. "It's an angel!" cried the gate-mouthed pioneers. Ever since that time, Angelica Longrider has been known as Swamp Angel. To this day, stories about Swamp Angel spring up like sunflowers along the wagon trails, and every one of them is true.